Exposing Yahoo Strategy. CEO Marissa Mayer has a plan to turn the internet giant around. There are three levels to Marcus Spiering's love of Volkswagens. The first is in his garage. He owns a 1977 VW Campmobile and a 1972 VW Karmann Ghia sports coupe. The second is on his hard drive. He loves taking photos of other VWs. Fitting, given that he's the head of product for Flickr, Yahoo's now resurgent photo service. The third appears in the app that his team released last year. Within Spiering's obsession and devotion lie the seeds of Yahoo's turnaround strategy. CEO Marissa Mayer has been deliberately vague in her pronouncements about the company, opting for opaque mission statements. After spending time with the team behind the revitalized Flickr, one gets the sense that the future of Yahoo is hiding in plain sight. Those things you love. If Facebook's value is in cataloging everyone you know, and LinkedIn owns your relationships with all your colleagues, Mayer wants to create a profile of everything you love, which will result in more personalized content and more lucrative ads surrounding it. This ambitious gambit has been tried unsuccessfully many times before, but if Facebook's social graph is worth almost $70 billion, what would Yahoo be worth if it can build the interest graph? Flickr is for photos. Flickr's revamp sheds light on how Mayer and Yahoo plan to use their product strategy to chase this goal. At first glance, the photo service's mobile upgrade could be mistaken for an Instagram clone. But it is not about filters or sharing. Flickr stands for photos, says Spiering, and photos reveal what you love. The new iPhone app is designed to get users uploading their interests to Yahoo again, and to create an experience good enough that users will return to Flickr daily. After the new release, users uploaded 25% more photos to Flickr. Perhaps more important, they increased their interactions with those photos by the same amount. Flickr was the first interest-based property that Yahoo tackled, because it was the most extreme example of a product users wanted to love again. But Mayer is sitting on a trove of products that her predecessors mismanaged or abandoned. Creating a strategy. Now it's a matter of harnessing those disparate areas. In February, Yahoo launched a news feed on its mobile and desktop homepages that analyzes user behavior in order to promote the most relevant content. Along with an infinite scroll, the stream adds sharing options to each story. What you need to be successful in the land of personalization is users investing in us, giving us more and more of their interests, says Adam Kahn, Yahoo's SVP of mobile and emerging products, but then also having ways for us to provide more and more of their interests back to them. Mayer's acquisition strategy thus far has been to find other design-savvy, mobile-first technologists like Kahn, who are obsessed with mapping users' interests. Challenges ahead. Mayer's strategy makes perfect sense, but it's also rife with challenges. Her team has to figure out how to translate very precise, user-defined interests into advertising opportunities. And it has to present them on mobile devices in a way that doesn't alienate users. Yahoo knows Spiering, for example, loves VWs, but that doesn't mean he wants to buy a new one. So what's the ad to serve him, and where? One thing is clear. People both inside and outside the company have faith in Mayer to pull it off. I think people do want to interact with Yahoo, says Neil Doshi, an analyst at Citigroup. Doshi's bet is that Mayer's vigilance will turn the tide. Or as one Yahoo mobile engineer put it, she's given everybody a sense of hope. Vocabulary focus. Resurgent. Opaque. Gambit. Predecessor. disparate, alienate, turn the tide.